Open-world video games have been around for decades, but now they are becoming more popular than ever. Gaming consoles that can connect to the internet cost less than $200 US, and home PCs are more powerful than ever, meaning players can enjoy more and more immersive experiences. From driving around the streets of Los Santos in Grand Theft Auto to exploring millions of unique planets in No Man's Sky. See what the gaming industry has to offer when it comes to virtual worlds and learn about upcoming game releases. Listen to our special series, Open World Computer Games, from sandboxes to endless galaxies. Chased by heavily armed soldiers, John Marston wants to protect his family and is eventually killed in a standoff against the firing squad. But the death of the protagonist in the video game Red Dead Redemption did not stop the developers from continuing to work on this spectacular Western series. The Red Dead series was launched as another take on the spaghetti Western genre. The first part of the game was released in 2004 by Rockstar Games. It featured grainy film special effects and parts of movie soundtracks composed by Ennio Morricone. The game received good reviews, but it was very hard for developers to create an open world with smooth graphics on the consoles the game was built for, PlayStation 2 and Xbox. Things changed in 2010, as Rockstar Games published the sequel to its Western called Red Dead Redemption. By this time, the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 offered smoother full HD graphics. The open world of the game featured rivers, mountains, and woods with various wildlife and hidden treasures. Players could choose from single-player missions or free-roam mode or take part in network games. The game had a catchy soundtrack with old musical instruments and memorable themes. Rockstar invited top composers and musicians using authentic 19th-century instruments to recreate the atmosphere of the era. Here's what Davey Chegwooden, who played drums and percussion on the soundtrack, said in an interview with Gamesplay.org.
You know, a lot of sessions are like trying to serve a song, whereas with this, it's more like just kind of coming up with an emotion, but being a little more vague about it, trying to be somewhat background material, but engage the listener in an emotional level at the same time.
Red Dead Redemption sold 15 million copies and received Game of the Year awards from several publications. For years, Rockstar Games remained silent about creating a possible sequel or prequel to the game. The big news came in October 2016 after developers posted several screenshots on social media with unmistakable features of Red Dead Redemption 2. But even after the official announcement was made about the upcoming sequel, fans still clamored for more information. Players launched their own investigations, claiming to have found voiceover artists, actors, and developers who might have been working on Red Dead Redemption 2. The release is scheduled for the fall of 2017, so if you're a big Red Dead Redemption fan, with its rumored 4K graphics and the impressive open world seen in an official trailer, the next Rockstar Games masterpiece is definitely a must-see title for you.